Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Malicious activity hits the University of Cambridge's medical school. Multiple university departments linked to the clinical school computing service have been inaccessible for a month. The university has not yet revealed the nature of the malicious activity. By Matt Burgess. Multiple university departments linked to the clinical school computing service have been inaccessible for a month. The university has not yet revealed the nature of the malicious activity. The University of Cambridge is constantly ranked among the world's top universities, with its medical school and vast research facilities among the very best. But for the last month, staff at the prestigious medical school have had work hampered following malicious activity on its computer network. An emailed staff notice, seen by Wired, believed to have been sent at the end of February, alerted staff to the disruption and said the university was working to get systems back online as soon as possible. However, weeks later, the incident is still ongoing, and little information has been made public about the nature of the incident. IT services provided by the Clinical School Computing Service, or CSCS, have been disrupted by malicious activity, the email reviewed by Wired says. We appreciate that some staff and students are experiencing significant disruption to their work and studies, and we are grateful for their patience and understanding. The university has confirmed to Wired that its systems have been impacted, that some services have been voluntarily taken offline, and while it has contained the incident, the disruption is ongoing and its investigations will likely take some time to complete. No data has been taken, it says. The UK's National Cybersecurity Body and the country's data regulator are both looking into the events. The email message sent to staff last month said a critical incident management team has been set up to handle the response. At the time the message was sent, the email said there was no access to the local IT network and Wi-Fi, and wired internet access had been turned off in impacted buildings, with the Wi-Fi set to be turned on again that same day. The CSCS provided IT support to staff and researchers in the university's School of Clinical Medicine. An archived version of its website says there are more than 5,800 devices on its network, and the team provides computers and servers to staff. The email seen by Wired says that the CSCS also serves the Department of Zoology, Sainsbury Laboratory, which researches plant life, the Stem Cell Institute, and the Milner Institute of the School of Biological Sciences, which researches emerging therapies. All have been impacted. A University of Cambridge spokesperson confirmed the incident to Wired, saying that malicious activity was found on the clinical school computing service last month. We took immediate action to contain the incident, including voluntarily taking some systems offline, the spokesperson says in a statement. As a result, there is ongoing interruption to some services. It is not clear what the malicious activity entails or whether the activity is an attack by criminal hackers or an incident of a different nature. Multiple staff members at university departments did not respond to questions sent by Wired about whether their work or research had been disrupted, or they directed questions to the press office, as they are not authorized to speak about the incident. The university spokesperson did not describe the nature of the problem. However, they said a business continuity plan has been implemented to minimize disruption, and all of the other university and college IT systems are working as normal and are not impacted. This will likely take some time to complete, the spokesperson says of its ongoing investigation. Investigations have found no evidence that data has been taken or transferred without authorization. We have also received third-party assurance that the incident is contained. They say the situation has moved on since the email seen by Wired was sent, and it is not possible to characterize the level of disruption across all departments. While little is known about the current malicious activity, the University of Cambridge was among a number of academic institutions, including the University of Manchester, hit by a distributed denial of service or DDoS attack on February 19th. Hacktivist group Anonymous Sudan claimed responsibility for the DDoS incident. It is unclear if the ongoing outage is linked in any way. The day after the DDoS, the Clinical School Computing Service posted on X that the disruption to the network appeared to be largely over, and a university spokesperson said that normal service should now be restored for central managed IT services. The UK's data regulator, the Information Commissioner's Office, tells Wired that the University of Cambridge had made it aware of an incident, and the regulator is making inquiries. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre says it is working with the University of Cambridge to fully understand the impact of the incident. The university status page for IT issues lists the vast majority of services as being online, with replacements taking place for some routers on its wireless networks. However, at the time of writing, the website for the medical school only displays basic contact information, and the CSCS website appears to be offline and inaccessible. A newsletter from the Stem Cell Institute sent on February 27th acknowledged there had been some IT issues on campus and that it was postponing a seminar as a result. More recent newsletters from the Institute did not reference the issues. The email sent to staff and seen by Wired recommended people follow best security practices, including using multi-factor authentication for accounts, using strong passwords, and advising that people change their passwords immediately if they receive a notice saying someone else has logged into their account from another device. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.